track 14. Well, now we come to our farewells and closing music, and I hope you've enjoyed what we've brought you this afternoon. I have a little comment to make and an apology, although I couldn't do anything about it. Here in Newton Abbot, while we've been recording, especially during the early tracks, we have had absolutely torrential rain. The room we use has a glass roof above us, and despite closing it up, it still made rather a noise, and I hope this hasn't detracted from your enjoyment. Also, because it was so hot and humid, we've had a fan going, and that's made a slight murmur, so again, our apologies. Now I'm going to hand you over to Brian.
Well, as we're now definitely in the holiday season, here are some airport stories that might raise a smile. At the airport today, the man in front of me fainted and slumped over onto the luggage carousel. He slowly came round.
David Beckham gets in a taxi at Dublin Airport and notices the driver keeps looking in his rear view mirror at him. After about 5 minutes, the driver says, "Go on then, give me a clue." Beckham replies, "I had a glittering career with Man United. Played over 100 times for England and married a Spice Girl. Is that enough?" Driver says, "No mate, I meant what are you doing?"
Stop.
Driver says, "No mate, I meant where are you going?"
In the Times notebook on the 25th of July, Hilary Rose wrote, "A friend checked in at the airport behind a man travelling to Marseille who gave the assistant hell about everything. From the baggage allowance to the seating configuration, everything made him cross. Nothing was good enough, and it was all the fault of the hapless check-in girl. When it was my friend's turn, she offered her sympathies. 'Don't worry,' said the assistant with a shrug. 'I'm fine. I've sent his luggage to Barbados.'" And that really does conclude our efforts for this afternoon. So I'm going to say it's goodbye from me, Janet.
And from me, Bill.
And from me, Brian.
And don't forget our engineer, Doug.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Until next time.